Suffering, death, and sadness. These are the things that we see in today's gospel. Suffering, death, and sadness. There was the woman who was afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years, and she had suffered greatly. There's the daughter of Jairus, who was at the point of death and, in fact, died. And then we see the entire crowd at the house of Jairus, and they're all weeping and wailing loudly. Suffering, death, and sadness. And each of us knows the reality of these things in our own lives, of suffering, death, and sadness. It's a reality that everyone experiences. But the first reading of today's Mass explains to us that this was not the original plan of God for man. The Book of Wisdom explains very clearly, God did not make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living. We cannot blame God for death, and we cannot blame God for suffering, because it wasn't his plan at the beginning. And really, this is the reason why it causes us sadness, because we recognize that there is something not right. We can even say there's something unnatural about suffering and death. It isn't according to our nature, not that nature that God had created from the beginning. For he fashioned all things that they might have being. For God formed man to be imperishable. You see, that was the original plan of God, that Adam and Eve and all of their descendants would never die. But at the end of their lively course here on earth, that they would then be joined to him in heaven without seeing death. The image of his own nature, he made them. Okay, he made man in his own image and likeness. So then why is there suffering and death in the world? The Book of Wisdom goes on to explain. But by the envy of the devil, death entered the world. And what was the devil envious of? Well, he saw Adam and Eve, okay? And he saw them in the state of grace, in the state of justice, and that they were destined for eternal life in heaven with God. And for this reason, he was envious of them, because he knew that that is precisely what he had lost. By the envy of the devil, death entered the world. And so he tempted Adam and Eve. Again, the Book of Wisdom continues, and they who belong to his company experience it. Those who belong to the company of the devil experience it. And so that was the devil's goal at the beginning, to bring Adam and Eve out of the company of God and into his own company. And who are those who belong to the company of the devil? All rebellious souls. Because the devil is a rebellious spirit, disobedient to God's plan for him and to his commands. And so that was what the devil sought to do with Adam and Eve, bring them into his company by means of rebellion and disobedience. And in fact, he succeeded. And so Adam and Eve experienced it as well. And Adam, being head of the human race, acting as nature, all of those who participate in his nature, human nature, and are members of the human race, we all suffer the same fate. suffering, and death. Now our Lord, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, comes to reverse all that, to heal the world of suffering and to save the world from death, eternal death. Our Lord comes with power. As the gospel says, Jesus was aware at once that power had gone out from him, okay, to heal the woman who was suffering from hemorrhages. And he comes with authority, the authority of his word. Little girl, arise. By the simple command of his word, he overcomes death. Now, this phrase in the Book of Wisdom, they who belong to his company experience it, also refers to eternal death, because the condemnation of the devil is eternal. And those who die in his company, that is, in the state of mortal sin, in the state of rebellion and disobedience against God, have the same eternal fate, that is, eternal death. And so our Lord in the gospel also proclaims the solution to suffering and death in this world and to eternal death in the next. Our Lord says to the woman with the hemorrhages, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." He says to Jairus, okay, when he hears the news of his daughter's death, he says, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." And so our Lord is exhorting us to faith as the response to suffering and death. And in fact, this is the only solution to the problem of suffering and death in the world, and that is the Christian faith, the truth of that our Lord preached in the gospel. With the Christian faith, there is no more need for sadness, no more need for fear. And that's why our Lord says to the crowd, "Why this commotion and weeping?" If they only had faith in our Lord. And not just any faith, but an obedient faith, so as to overcome the envy of that rebellious spirit, so as not to belong to the company of the devil, but by our obedient faith to belong to the company of Jesus Christ, to adhere to Christ, the Savior of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.